USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he talked with the leaders of Finland and Sweden as they may join NATO.
We had a good conversation, and they expressed their interest and desires relating to security. And there'll be more to report on that shortly.
He did not elaborate during the chat with reporters at the White House. Finland and Sweden are reportedly angling to join NATO after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened Finland with unspecified retaliation if it joins NATO. A House panel is investigating the nationwide baby formula shortage. The Oversight Committee is pressing manufacturers on steps they're taking to address the issue. This as Republicans are accusing the Biden administration and Democrats of being late and slow regarding a response to the issue. USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just $12.50 each delivered. That's right. $12.50 each delivered. While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
House Republicans are wanting some answers regarding the coronavirus pandemic.
GOP lawmakers sent a letter to the House Oversight and Reform Committee and Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis calling for an immediate hearing on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's COVID policies. Among the issues the Republican officials raised are the CDC's withholding of hospitalization and vaccine data, the agency use of citizens' cell phone data to track compliance, and its collusion with activists, teachers, unions to undermine school reopenings.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest News Bureau. An asteroid bigger than the Empire State Building will have a brush with Earth this weekend. NASA saying the potentially dangerous space rock will fly by our planet Sunday evening at more than 18,000 miles per hour. They describe it as potentially dangerous because it will get within 3.5 million miles of Earth. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
At a House Appropriations Subcommittee budget hearing, Chief of Space Force General John Raymond outlines his request to improve the Space Force.
To remain the world's leader in space, this president's budget request prioritizes space and invests $24.5 billion to ensure our assured access to and freedom to maneuver in space. The largest share is research, development, testing, and evaluation funding, almost $16 billion to modernize our forces.
General Raymond adds a portion of the funds will go towards a more resilient and mission-capable missile tracking and missile warning force system design. There's a nationwide shortage on baby formula, which is being caused by the shutdown of the Abbott plant in Sturgis, Michigan in February, following reports of illness in infants and two deaths. Appearing Friday on Fox and Friends, Congresswoman Kat Kamick of Florida discusses the photos she received of warehouses full of baby formula at the border despite the in-store shortage nationwide.
These agents themselves have families, and they have family members that can't get this baby formula in the stores in Texas and Arizona, New Mexico, yet they go to work and they're unloading pallets of baby food out of the back of tractor trailers.
And finally, President Biden once again spending his weekend at his Newcastle, Delaware residence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.